Well, now to New South Wales, where terrifying fires also tore through a number of communities over the weekend, destroying at least 100 homes and buildings. Milder conditions today are giving crews time to try to contain some fires and assess the damage, but the threat is far from over. In the Blue Mountains, authorities are concerned that two massive fires may join up, and just south of Sydney, a large fire remains uncontained. Julia Holman reports.
Rural Fire Service Captain Brendan O'Connor has been on the front line for weeks defending his community of Balmoral in the New South Wales Southern Highlands, 100 kilometres southwest of Sydney. He had braced his community for the worst.
There was enough evidence there, enough reports that we were in for a hell of a time, and unfortunately that's what we did end up with.
He told RN Breakfast that over the weekend he and his crew put every effort in and fought the fires until their tanks ran dry and they ran out of water.
That was a terrible moment where we had, you know, eight fire appliances dealing with this firestorm, and there was no water left. The bulk water truck that was there had been drained. All our water tanks at our fire station had been drained, and we had no water.
It was a horror weekend around New South Wales. As well as an estimated 20 homes in Balmoral, many more were damaged or destroyed in the Gross Valley Fire and the Gospers Mountain mega blaze to the city's northwest. Several homes also went up in the Currawan Fire on the state's south coast. 800 homes have now been destroyed statewide this fire season, and it's believed around 100 were lost over the weekend.
There's still a lot of work. I think it'll be another 24 hours before we get an accurate number, but I think it is fair to say it is in that 100. It is around 100.
Rob Rogers is a Rural Fire Service Deputy Commissioner. He says the natural environment is facing a crisis like never before.
This being 3 million hectares of forested areas, you know, that's got serious ecological impacts as well. As the fire impact as well, and I think that'll be felt for years to come.
He says all efforts are now going into trying to contain several fires, including in the Blue Mountains.
Hopefully, if crews can get these backburns in place, we can start to reduce the threat to the Blue Mountains.
This week there is expected to be some relief from the catastrophic conditions. The Bureau of Meteorology's Rob Taggart says rain is forecast to hit the fire-affected areas along the south coast and possibly also the Blue Mountains.
There could be a couple of millimetres. The trouble is with a little bit of rain, but not much, it does create problems for backburning operations and hazard reductions preparing for the next big fire day. So sometimes a little bit of rain can be a little bit of a nuisance for that kind of activity.
And he says more hot weather is forecast to hit before the end of the year.
Maybe the 30th or 31st is when we start to see some more heat coming through.
The state's Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, is warning that there is a long road ahead. But she says she's grateful the damage over the weekend wasn't even worse.
We've lost 8 people during this season in tragic circumstances, and that toll could have been far worse.
The Premier has toured the Blue Mountains while defending criticism from the New South Wales Labor opposition that more money should be diverted to frontline efforts.
Our government provides $1.7 billion every year to our emergency services personnel.
But in the Blue Mountains, the strongest criticism is reserved for the Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Susan Alexander is from the town of Dargan, and her home went up in flames over the weekend. She's denounced the decision by Prime Minister Scott Morrison to holiday in Hawaii as the state burned.
I find appalling what our Prime Minister has done. His lack of leadership. There's no empathy. Why would you go on holiday when you're a leader and your country is burning?
That's Susan Alexander, who lost her home over the weekend. Julia Holman, our reporter.